The Cholsey Archive, written by Ian Wheeler. Well, the archive still hasn't developed the long-awaited website to display its collection more widely, but you can find quite an assortment of images of Cholsey's past on the Cholsey Village website, which is ably managed by Mark Lawson. Mark is, in fact, encouraging us to prepare some then and now comparisons, which we will finish when life is a little less hectic. Although now itself history, our 17th of October evening of local history talks, mixed with suitably historical songs by folk trio Three Press Men, was a huge success, drawing an appreciative audience of more than 90. Three Press Men sang in Chaucerian English in praise of King Henry V's victory at the Battle of Agincourt. Henry was famously played on film in 1944 by Laurence Olivier, who was a descendant of the long-established Arnold family of Winterbrook. The history was not all ancient. The final item was footage of the last run of the Wallingford Bunk, the branch line train service that ceased in 1957. The event was the first of several that we hope to bring you over the next year or two. We were pleased by the interest shown in our stand at Cholsey Village Show, where visitors were able to supply us with new information to flesh out our files. We are also very grateful to Margaret Crook for offering to compile names and particulars from some of the very old documents that have landed on our desk this year. The result may prove to be a useful reference for future research. In parallel with this, colleague Ed and I have been working on transcribing a number of 17th century records from the Manor Court of Cholsey, parts of which make entertaining reading, and there are more like them still to be digitised. That prompts me to mention again that we are at a point where we would like to recruit occasional help with some of our projects, and if you have an interest in Cholsey's past, we'd love to meet you to talk about some fairly light tasks.